Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早安。
Let's read a few verses from the scripture. We are going to turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书,
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书9章,
we're going to read verses 3 to 5.
希伯来书9章3到5节。
Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 3 to 5. Behind the second veil, there was a tabernacle, which is called the Holy of Holies.
第二幔子后又有一层帐幕, 叫做至圣所,
having a golden altar of incense and the ark of the covenant covered on all sides with gold.
有金香炉, 有包金的约柜,
in which was a golden jar holding the manna, and Aaron's rod which budded, and the tables of the covenant.
柜里有盛玛拿的金罐和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。
And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat.
柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影照着圣座。
And we'll pause our Bible scripture reading for now.
经文就读到这里。We
know that the tabernacle of God is God's eternal thought.
我们知道帐幕是神永远思想中所发出来的。
And from the Old Testament,
从旧约中,
at Mount Sinai,
在西乃山上,
God instructed Moses to construct the tabernacle and all its furniture.
摩西在, 哦, 对不起, 神在西乃山上指示了摩西建造帐幕并里面所有的器具。
And when our Lord Jesus came upon the earth,
当我们的主来到地上的时候,
He showed us that He is the true meaning of the tabernacle.
他给我们看见他自己就是真帐幕的意义。
Because Apostle John told us in the Gospel of John chapter 1,
因为, 约翰在约翰福音一章这里告诉我们,
the Word became flesh
道成了肉身,
and tabernacled among us,
住在我们中间, 或说支搭帐幕在我们中间,
full of grace and truth,
充充满满的有恩典,
and we know within the tabernacle,
我们知道在帐幕里面,
God set apart a very special place,
神特别分别了一个地方,
and that's called the most holy place.
这个地方叫做至圣所。
We know that once a year,
每年一次,
the high priest could go in with the blood of sin offering.
每年一次大祭司可以带着祭牲的血进到至圣所。
So now we have to ask,
那现在我们就不得不问一个问题,
what is the significance of this most holy place in relation to God's eternal thought?
在神永远的思想当中, 至圣所是有什么重大的意义呢?
And so we remember back in the book of Genesis,
我们记得在, 创世纪那里,
God planted a garden in Eden.
神在伊甸建造了一个园子,
and He put Adam and Eve there.
他把亚当和夏娃放在园子里面。
The word Eden means pleasure in original text.
伊甸的原意是快乐的意思。
It means God is pleased when His people can live closely with God.
这就告诉我们, 当神的百姓与神亲密同居的时候, 这会使神的心欢喜。
But when Adam and Eve sinned,
但是当亚当夏娃犯罪之后,
God's garden of pleasure seemingly lost its meaning.
神快乐的园子似乎失去了它原有的含义。
Because sin separates man from God.
因为罪将人与神分隔开了。
But we thank God.
但我们感谢神。
When we start to understand a little bit more about the history and the meaning of God's tabernacle,
当我们开始有一点理解神帐幕的真实意义和历史的时候,
we'll start to understand, we'll find that God is so determined to restore us back to Himself.
我们就会开始明白，也会发现神有一个坚定的心志，就是要恢复我们，重新的回到他的面前。
Back to his original purpose.
重新的回到他原初的旨意里面。
And we know this is represented by the most holy place within the tabernacle.
我们知道帐幕中的至圣所，它就是代表了这个恢复。
So now we have to come back to our original question.
那我们再回到刚刚的那个问题。
What is the significance of the most holy place in God's eternal thought?
在神永远的思想当中，至圣所是有什么重大的意义呢？
It represents the life hidden within the veil.
至圣所它代表的是幔内隐藏的生活。
You know, when I used to think about this life within the veil,
我曾经想到幔内的生活是
the only thing that I thought about was the inner room prayer.
我唯一想到的就是内室的祷告。
But when I started to see the fuller meaning of the most holy place,
但是当我开始更多的了解到至圣所更全面的含义时，
then I start to realize there's so much more to it.
我就会发现至圣所远不止内室的祷告而已。
And it is from the book of Hebrews.
从希伯来书这里我们看见。
We'll find seven important elements within the most holy place.
我们会看见在至圣所里面有七件重要的器具。
And these seven important elements give us a glimpse of the full picture of the life hidden within the veil.
这七件重要的器具就可以让我们大略的看见幔内隐藏生活一个更完整的画像。
So what are these seven elements?
那这七个重要的器具是什么呢？
Golden altar of incense.
第一件器具是金香炉。
From the book of Revelation.
在启示录这里。
This represents the prayers of the saints.
金香炉代表的是圣徒的祷告。
The ark of the covenant.
第二个是约柜。
It represents the testimony of God.
约柜代表的是神的见证。
What is the testimony of God?
什么是神的见证？
Apostle John told us very clearly in the book of 1 John chapter 5.
使徒约翰在约翰一书五章这里很清楚地告诉我们。
What did he say?
他说是什么呢？
He said, this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
约翰一书五章十一节，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
And within this ark,
在约柜当中,
there are three things that constitute the three aspects of the fullness of Christ's eternal life.
在约柜当中存放了三样物件，而这三样物件分别代表了基督永远生命丰满的三个方面。
There is the golden jar of manna.
第一样是盛玛拿的金罐。
Christ is our heavenly supply and satisfaction.
这告诉我们，基督是我们属天的供应和满足。
Then there is Aaron's budded rod.
第二样是亚伦发过芽的杖。
Christ.Is our resurrection.
这告诉我们基督是我们的复活。
Represents that spiritual authority only comes out from the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
它代表的是属灵的权柄唯一只能来自基督复活的生命。
And then there is the tablets of covenant.
第三样物件是两块约板。
Christ is our righteousness.
约版告诉我们基督是我们的义。
He is our complete answer to God's righteous and holy requirements.
他对于我们而言完全地满足了从神那里来的公义的要求。
And then we see the cherubim of glory.
第六个重要的器具就是荣耀的基路伯。
From the book of Genesis.
从创世纪这里我们看见。
These are the guardian of the way to the tree of life.
在人犯罪之后，基路伯是把手通往生命树的路。
And from the book of Ezekiel,
而在以西结书那里我们也看见。
They are before the throne in heaven.
在天上，基路伯是侍立在神的宝座前面。
Having the likeness of four living beings.
基路伯的形象是四活物的形象。
And finally, there is the mercy seat made of gold, the throne of grace.
最后一件器具，这是第七样，就是从金子做的神怜悯的宝座，也是施恩座。
It is above the ark and overshadowed by the cherubim of glory.
神怜悯的宝座是置立于约柜的上面，被荣耀的基路伯的影罩着。
You know, the original word mercy is a very heavy word.
怜悯在原文当中是十分具有重量的一个词。
But the most direct and clear explanation comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章这里有对神的怜悯最直接跟最清晰的定义和解释。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, it says,
以弗所书二章四到五节这里讲到，
But God, who is rich in mercy, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
以弗所书二章四到五节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Nowadays, people challenge Christians and ask,
有些人可能会挑战基督徒问一个问题。
If our God was merciful,
如果你的神真的是充满怜悯的神，
why would he allow all the violence in this world?
为什么你的神还会允许在这个世界上有这么多强暴的事情发生？
Where can we find an answer?
我们在哪里可以找到答案来回答这个问题呢？
Nothing except from the word of God.
只有从神的话语当中。
So what is the mercy of God?
什么是神的怜悯？
When we were dead in our sins,
当我们死在自己的过犯罪恶中的时候，
completely cut off from the presence of our God,
完全的被剪除在神的同在之外，
totally qualified to receive the eternal punishment from God,
我们从神那里得着的理当是永远的刑罚，
but yet,
但是，
God made us alive in His Son,
但是神却让我们在他的儿子里面重新活过来。
Instead of eternal punishment,
他没有降下永远的刑罚。
He gave us eternal life.
他反而给了我们永远的生命。
And that is the mercy of God.
这就是神的怜悯。
And that is the meaning of his mercy seat, the throne of grace.
这也是神怜悯宝座的定义，是施恩座的含义。
So now this becomes very clear to us.
所以现在就很清楚了。
The life within the veil is also the life before his throne.
幔内的生活也是神宝座前的生活。
Not only that,
不仅如此。
It is also a life that we shall behold the face of our Lord.
幔内的生活可以让我们定睛瞻仰我主耶稣基督的容面。
The question we need to ask is,
我们需要问的一个问题是，
How do we behold his face within the veil?
我们如何在幔内瞻仰他的容面？
2 Corinthians chapter 4,
哥林多后书四章，
verse 6,
六节告诉我们，
says, For God made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Apostle Paul said it very clearly.
使徒保罗说得很清楚。
We can behold the glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以在耶稣基督的面上来瞻仰神荣耀的光。
How?
如何瞻仰呢？
He said, with an unveiled face.
保罗告诉我们，我们是敞着脸，揭开了帕子来见主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
when we think about the face of our Lord Jesus,
当我们想到主耶稣基督的脸面时，
we usually think about his radiance of God's glory.
我们经常想到的是，主耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉。
But,When our Lord was upon the earth 2,000 years ago,
但当我们的主2000年前在地上的时候，
the night before he was crucified,
在钉十字架前的前一夜，
Jesus was brought before the high priest Caiaphas.
主耶稣被带到大祭司的面前。
Mark chapter 14 told us.
马可福音十四章那里告诉我们。
The Jewish leaders spit at his face.
犹太的领袖们吐唾沫在他的脸上。
They blindfolded his face.
他们盖住了他的脸。
And they slapped in his face.
他们击打他的脸。
But yet, on the cross,
但是在十字架上,
our Lord Jesus prayed for them.
我们的主耶稣却为他们代求。
He prayed.
他祷告说,
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊,赦免他们,因为他们所做的,他们不晓得。
It was on that cross.
也是在那一个十字架上。
Despite the deep humiliation and suffering.
即便在那个十字架上他正在经历的是非常恶劣的羞辱和折磨。
We saw the true nature of our Lord Jesus shining.
但我们看见我主耶稣基督那真实的性情如明光照耀出来。
Our Lord Jesus, full of his mercy.
我们的主充满了怜悯。
He chose to pray for them.
他为他们代祷。
He chose to ask for their forgiveness.
他为他们向父神求赦免。
And we remember there were two robbers, one on his left and one on his right.
我们记得当时有两个强盗分别钉在主耶稣的左右手边。
Initially,
最开始的时候,
both of them despised and mocked Jesus.
这两个强盗都轻看还嘲讽主耶稣。
They laughed at Jesus with the others, saying that,
他们和其他人一样嘲笑他说,
He saved others, but he couldn't save himself.
这个人能救别人却救不了自己。
But,
但是,
somehow, within those 6 hours on the cross,
但是在十字架上的那六个时辰,
something happened to one of the two robbers.
一些事情发生了,改变了其中一个强盗的观念。
That robber witnessed the Lord's reactions on that cross.
那一个强盗在十字架上见证了耶稣所有的反应。
His eyes were opened.
这个强盗的眼睛被打开。
And because of God's mercy,
因着神的怜悯,
he repented.
这个强盗有了真实的悔改。
And he said to the Lord,
他对主说,
Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他对主说, 主耶稣啊,你德国降临的时候,求你纪念我。
And what did Jesus say to him?
耶稣是怎么回答他的?
Today, you will be with me in paradise.
我实在告诉你,今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is the rich mercy of God.
这就是神丰富的怜悯。
When we were dead in our sins,
当我们死在自己的过犯罪恶中的时候,
He made us alive together with Christ.
神使我们与基督一同活过来。
So it was on that cross,
也是在那一个十字架上,
He showed us the true meaning of the mercy seat.
他给我们看到了神怜悯宝座真实的意义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is our King.
这就是我们的王。
On that cross,
在那一个十字架上,
He humbled himself to the point of death.
他卑微他的自己到一个地步以至于死。
But after 3 days,
三天之后,
God raised him up from the dead.
神将他从死里复活,
to declare to the whole universe,
向全宇宙宣告,
that this Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
And not only that,
不仅如此,
God also highly exalted him above heavens.
神高升耶稣, 升到天上, 升为至高。
Bestowed on him the name that is above every name,
赐给他万民之上的名。
So that every name, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.
因着耶稣的名,万膝无跪拜。
And every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord.
万口无不承认耶稣基督是主。
And because of that,
因此,
we can have this unveiled face to behold the glory of the Lord.
正因为如此,我们才能够敞着脸,不蒙帕子的来瞻仰我主耶稣基督的容面。
Not from afar,
不是遥遥的观望,
but within the veil.
却是在幔子里面。
And we remember from the book of Acts chapter 7,
如果我们记得使徒行传七章,
there was a brother named Stephen.
那里有一个弟兄叫斯提凡。
Before he was stoned to death by the Jews,
在他被犹太人用石头打死之前,
It gave his final testimony.
他给出了最后一个见证。
And he was full of the Holy Spirit.
当时他被圣灵充满。
He gazed intently into heaven.
定睛望天。
What did he see?
他看见了什么？
He saw the glory of God.
他看见的是神的荣耀。
He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
他看见的是耶稣站在神的右边。
Stephen was a brother in Christ with an unveiled face.
斯提凡是一个在基督里敞着脸见主的弟兄。
Amidst the persecution and the suffering.
他当时正在遭受的是非常可怕的迫害和患难。
Yet, the heavens opened for Stephen.
但是在那样一个喧嚣的光景下，天却向斯提凡打开。
And he behold the face of our Lord Jesus.
斯提凡在死前定睛望天，仰望到了我主耶稣基督的容面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this life hidden within the veil is all about Christ and Him crucified.
幔内隐藏的生活关乎的是基督并他钉十字架。
Ever since man sinned,
在人犯罪之后，
the way to the tree of life has been closely guarded by the cherubim.
通往生命树的路就被基路伯严严地把守着。
Until when our Lord secured the complete and final victory on that cross,
一直到我们的主坚守在十字架上坚守了最后那个完全的得胜。
To restore the way back to God's original purpose.
他恢复了通往神原初旨意的路。
So that God can enjoy the intimate fellowship with us in His Son.
所以神又可以在他的儿子里面来享受与我们亲密的交通。
And to the world,
对于世界而言，
this message we preach is foolishness.
基督十架的信，我们所传的基督十架的信息或许是一个愚拙的道理。
To those who are perishing,
对灭亡之子而言，
this message is nonsense.
基督十架的信息或许是无稽之谈。
But,
但是，
what about us who believe?
对于信的人而言呢？
This is the power of God.
基督的十架是神的大能。
So it is our prayer.
这就是我的祷告。
That he who has an ear to hear,Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
有耳可听的应当听，让他听到圣灵现在对教会所说的话。
So may the Lord help us to see the significance of this life hidden within the veil.
愿神让我们看见幔内隐藏生活的意义。
I'll pass this time over to Brother Qian.
我要将时间给我的弟兄纪言弟兄。
Thank our Lord for our brother's sharing of God's mercy.
我们实在是为着弟兄为我们交通主的怜悯感谢主。
And we have received such a blessing and mercy that we can draw close to God.
我们从主那边领受了这样的恩典和怜悯使我们能够来亲近他。
Now this morning I have a, I'd like to share from a character in the Old Testament.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹们分享从旧约里边的一个人物。
So brothers and sisters, I believe you all familiar with the story of Joseph in Genesis.
弟兄姐妹们都在创世纪里边对约瑟的故事非常熟悉。
Yeah, he was beloved by his father Jacob, but hated by his older brothers.
他蒙他父亲所爱但却为他的弟兄们所恨恶。
He was sold to Egypt, but God used him to save Jacob's whole family and many others.
他被卖到埃及，但是神却是使用他救了雅各一家的性命和许多其他的人。
However, this morning I don't want to focus on Joseph. I actually want all of us to consider his brother Judah.
今天早晨我想我的感动呢，不是要和弟兄姐妹们分享约瑟的故事，乃是要看他的兄弟犹大。
Now, we will briefly read the Bible's recording of him, his beginning and his end.
我们要简略地读一下圣经关于他的记载，从他的开始到他的最后。
And then we'll consider what happened in between, and the lessons he learned.
然后我们要看一看在这个两个过程中间所经历的是什么和这些我们需要学的功课。
I think the more that we consider, the more we meditate, the more we find truly the mercy of God is great.
我们越来思想这件事，越来考虑，我们就会越来认识到神的怜悯是何等的浩大。
And his work in our life is wonderful.
他在我们身上的工作是何等的奇妙。
Now, brothers and sisters probably remember the name Judah that his mother gave him is because his mother praised the Lord when she was pregnant with the fourth son.
我们还记得犹大这个名字，当他的母亲怀孕的时候，他赞美主，他得了这个第四个儿子。
Yeah, so his name means praise, worship.
他的名字的意思就是赞美和敬拜。
But if we look at the Bible's recording of his life, we probably don't think that's equal to praise.
当我们看他这个一生的经历的时候，我们觉得这个好像和敬拜没有办法连在一起。
Yeah. So first of all, let us read the story in Genesis 37.
我们要看一下创世纪第37章。
Now we won't be able to read all many verses, so I'll just give you the background.
我们虽然不能够把这整个一章都来仔细的读，我要给弟兄姐妹们一下这个背景。
We know in this chapter, it talks about Joseph, a young man at age 17. He went to see his older brothers who were shepherding their father's flock.
我们知道在这一章里边记载这个年轻人约瑟，当他17岁的时候，去看他的兄弟在牧养他父亲的羊。
His brothers saw him from a distance, and then they had a plot to kill him.
当他的兄弟们从远处看见他的时候，他们里边就有一个恶的计划要杀害他。
But Reuben, the oldest brother, stopped them and tried to rescue him.
但是最他们的年长的那个兄弟刘辩听见了之后，就要设法救约瑟脱离这个他们的手。
Yeah, but then we'll read the verse 26 and 27. I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我们读一下第37章的26、27节，先用英文，然后用中文。
Judah said to his brothers, What profit is it for us to kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. For he is our brother, our own flesh. And his brothers listened to him.
犹大对众弟兄说，我们杀害我们的弟兄，藏了他的血有什么益处呢？我们不如将他卖给以实玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉。众弟兄就听从了他。
We can see here Judah was a born leader.
这里边我们一看见犹大呢，他是出生以来天然的一个领袖。
Yeah, because his brothers listened to him instead of listening to Reuben.
因为他的弟兄们听了他的话，而没有听那个长兄刘辩的话。
Now he was smart, quote unquote.
他也是我们从人的角所谓的这个聪明人。
Because he thought about the plot, and then he came up with a more profitable plan.
因为他想到了一个计划，并且呢说明这个计划对他们来讲好像是更有益处的。
Yeah, his plan was, he felt his plan is better than his brothers, and his brothers agreed.
他想到他的计划比他的弟兄们的计划更好。
Yeah. He even justified his idea, right? He said, oh, why is that why don't we just sell him, right? So we don't have to shed his blood by our own hands.
他也为着他这个计划找到了合理的依据，他说为什么我们要杀害他呢？我们不如把他卖了。
It's very crooked, isn't it?
他实在是非常狡猾，不是吗？
Yeah, this is in Chinese ways that you borrow someone's knife to kill, right?
他的意思是说呢，好像是要用中国话借刀杀人。
Yeah, so we can say Judah was a leader, but he was a ring leader.
我们看见这里边犹大是一个领袖，但是呢，他好像用我们一般的话来讲，是一个坏的头目。
坏蛋头子。So he led his brothers to the wrong way.
所以他把他的弟兄们领到了一个邪路上去。
So by nature, I don't think anyone of us want to follow him.
所以从天然的角度来讲，我们觉得我们任何人都不会来跟从他。
Now that's the beginning, and now let's turn to look at the end.
这是开始，我们要看一下结束。
Now we turn to Genesis 49.
我们来到了创世纪第49章。
So in Genesis 49, it recorded Jacob's prophetic blessing to all his sons before he died.
这里边我们看见是雅各在他临死之前，他向他所有儿子们所发出那个预言的祝福。
So I think we agree to all his blessings, but how about Judah?
我想我们读这些预言的祝福的时候，我们都非常同意。但是当我们读到犹大的时候，我们里边是什么样的感觉呢？
So we should look at that carefully. I'll read, this is in chapter 49, verse 8 to 10. Again, I'll read in English first, and my brother will read in Chinese.
是从创世纪49章第8节到第10节，我们还是先读英文，然后读中文。
Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down to you.Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He couches, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion who dares rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples.
犹大，你的弟兄们必赞美你。你手臂捏住你仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子必向你下拜。犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了食便上去，你屈身下去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？龟不必离开犹大，杖必不离开他两脚之间，直到细罗，就是赐平安者来到，万民必都归顺。
This is a very interesting blessing, because we can see there, two major points.
这是一个非常有趣的祝福。这里边我们可以看见两个非常重要的点。
The first one tells us that Judah's character became noble and praiseworthy.
第一点我们看见的是这个犹大他的性格开始在这里边呢好像是一个非常容易得到赞美的一个性格。是一个高贵的配得赞美的。
His brothers praise him and his character is like a courageous lion.
他的弟兄们要赞美他，他的性格像一个勇猛的狮子一样。
Yeah, he became a protector and a provider of the family.
他也成为家里边的供应者和保护者。
The second thing is that Jacob's prophecy says the kingship will remain in Judah's tribe.
第二个这个祝福呢是说这个王权是要从犹大这个族里边家族里边出来的。
And the Messiah, the Christ, will come through Judah.
弥赛亚，我们的救世主要从犹大的族里边出来。
This is such an honor.
这是何等的尊贵。
So when we consider it, we may say, well, then why wasn't this blessing be upon Joseph?
当我们考虑这件事情的时候，我们会说，为什么这样的祝福没有临到约瑟呢？
Why is this upon Judah?
为什么在犹大的身上?
So I think that, so this morning a sister, when she prayed, it really struck, I felt the echo in my heart. She quoted the Romans chapter 9 verse 16.
今天早晨我们有一位姊妹的祷告实在是在我心里边产生了巨大的回响是罗马书第9章16节。
So I'll just read for you. So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy.
这里边讲到不在乎那定义的也不在乎那奔跑的只在乎那发怜悯的神。
It is God who chose, Judah.
是
to be the predestined of Christ.
是神他定义了犹大成为主耶稣基督的这个支派的祖先。
Yeah. And here's my understanding.
这是我的理解。
Joseph is a type of Christ.
约瑟他是主耶稣的预表。
Yeah. While Judah is an example of transformation.
然而犹大呢却是得改变的一个例子。
Yeah. Christ is the Savior and the true King.
我们的主耶稣基督他是那个救主是那个真实的王。
Even though he was rejected by men, God sent him to save us from perishing.
虽然人弃绝他，但是神差遣他来拯救人类。
But that's not the end, not the final goal.
但是那个并不是结束，也不是那个最终的目的。
Christ is, I say with all due respect, is also the King Maker.
我们的主耶稣基督，我们怀着一份非常敬畏的心这样说，他是那个君王的制造者。
Yeah, he's the true king, and he's also the king maker.
他是那个真正的君王，然而他也是君王的制造者。
His God's purpose is to lead many sons into glory, to co-reign with Christ.
因为神的心意乃是让众子一同进入他的荣耀，一同与他掌权。
Therefore, he is also making us kings.
因此他要把我们也做成君王的样式。
He works in us and disciplines us in order to build the king's noble character in us.
所谓的这些训练在我们生活当中都是为了建立那个君王那个尊贵的性格。
So we can actually find out that Judah was probably more disciplined than his other brothers.
所以这里面我们看见犹大在他的众兄弟当中他是经历了更多的训练。
And he was transformed from a selfish person, from a self-righteous person to God's righteousness.
他神把他从一个自己为义的人转变成以神为义的人。
Yeah. And from a self-centered leader to a selfless leader.
把他转变从一个以自我中心的这个头目转变成一个无私的一个领袖。
Yeah. He cared about his father and about his brother's well-being.
他就开始眷顾他父亲他弟兄们的益处。
So thank God for what he did in Judah's life.
我们非常感谢主他在犹大身上所做的工作。
It's like the Lord chose the chief sinner.
好像神选择了这个罪魁一样。
To be an example for us.
让他成为我们的一个例子。
So now let's take a look at the discipline or the training that he received.
那我们要看一下他所接受的这些训练。
Most of these are recorded in Genesis chapter 38.
所以大多数这些训练都记载在创世纪第38章里面。
Now, first of all, we need to consider the element of time.
我们在这里边需要考虑一下这个时间的背景。
Yeah. Because chapter 38 doesn't tell us how long that the whole timeline of that, all those events.
创世纪第38章并没有非常明确的告诉我们这段记载所经历的时间段。
But from other places, we can find out how long this actually took.
从其他的章节当中，我们可以估计出这段记载的时间跨度。
Because when Joseph was sold by his brothers, he was 17 years old.
当约瑟被他的弟兄所卖的时候，他是17岁。
Now he became the ruler of the land of Egypt, at age 30.
当他30岁的时候成为埃及的宰相。
And then after that, there was 7 years of abundance.
在那之后有七年的丰年。
And then there was the years of famine.
然后呢有一些年日的这个饥荒。
And so Jacob sent his sons to buy food from Egypt.
所以雅各就把他的儿子们打发到埃及去漂粮。
The second time his sons went to Egypt, Joseph revealed himself to them.
第二次他的兄弟们来到埃及去漂粮的时候他的约瑟和他的弟兄们相见。
And that was the second, that two years of famine has passed by.
那这个时候呢这个饥荒已经有两年的时间了。
So we know at that time Joseph was 39 years old.
所以那个时候约瑟应该是39岁。
In other words, there were 22 years in between.
所以我们估计在这中间有22年的经历。
And this 22 years is what happened chapter 38, the things of chapter 38 happened in these 22 years.
所以创世纪第38章这里边所记载的这些事情是发生在这22年中间。
I felt awkward to read Genesis 38.
当我们读创世纪第38章的时候觉得里边有一些非常的窘迫。
Yeah, I think many of us probably felt the same.
我想很多的弟兄们都要有同样的感觉。
Because it has the recording of impure sexual relationship.
因为在这里边记载这个乱伦和淫乱的关系。
But God gave us this chapter for good reason.
但是神把这张圣经给我们是有它非常好的原因。
So we, So we should pray that the Lord speaks to our heart through it.
所以我们应该祷告，愿神借着这张圣经对我们的心说话。
We don't have time to read the whole chapter.
我们没有时间把整张圣经来读一遍。
So I'll just briefly talk about what happened.
我要简单的和弟兄姐妹们介绍一下在这中间发生的事。
So Judah married a Canaanite woman, and then who gave him three sons.
这里边犹大和一个迦南的女子结婚，生了三个儿子。
The names are Onan and Shelah.
他三个儿子的名字是俄南和示拉。
And then Judah took a wife for when his firstborn grew up, and her name was Tamar.
当他的大儿子长子长大的时候，他就给他长子娶了一个妻子，名叫塔玛。
And then we found out that was evil and he died, and his brother Onan was pretty evil too and also died.
我们这里边看见他的长子在耶和华眼中为恶，所以他死了。他的二儿子俄南也基本上差不多，后来也死了。
Now, so Judah, now that he is supposed to give his third son to Tamar.
犹大知道他应该把他的第三个儿子给塔玛。
But then he has a hidden agenda.
但是他里边有一个隐藏的计划。
Yeah, he's afraid that his third son will die also. He probably felt that it's a curse.
因为他知道这好像是一个咒诅，所以他怕他的三儿子也死。
Now he just gave an excuse, and Tamar went back to her parents.
所以他就给了塔玛一个借口，让塔玛回到自己的家里。
And then so there's a, well, lots of things happened. But we find out eventually Tamar was pregnant through Judah.
又这中间发生了很多事情，但最后呢，结果就是塔玛从犹大怀孕了。
And Judah, when he heard the news, he was so righteous, he felt that they should burn Tamar.
当犹大听见这个消息的时候，他里边充满了这个自义，所以他说应该把塔玛拉出来烧了。
And then so, of course, we know what happened is that the truth was revealed, and so actually, Judah found that he had no excuse.
我们知道这个时候呢，这个真相被揭露出来，所以犹大他是没有任何的隐藏。
Yeah, so let's read the chapter 38, just 25 and verse 25 and 26.
我们来读一下第38章的第25节和26节。
It was while she was being brought out that she sent to his father-in-law, saying, I'm with child by the man to whom these things belong. And she said, please examine and see.Whose signet ring and cords and staff are these? Judah recognized them and said, She's more righteous than I, inasmuch as I did not give her to my son Shelah, and he did not have relations with her again.
塔玛被拉出来的时候，便打发人去见他公公，对他说，这些东西是谁的？我就是从谁怀的孕，请你认一认，这认带和带子并杖都是谁的？犹大承认说，他比我更有义，因为我没有将他给我的儿子示拉。从此犹大不再与他同寝了。
So it's quite interesting, you know, as we read chapter 38, I think that we've probably feel pretty depressed because we found the bad things one after another that happened.
当我们读创世纪第38章的时候，我们里边可能非常的忧虑。因为我们发现这个坏的事情一件接着一件的发生。
But you find here is a turning point.
但这里边我们看见这是转折点。
When Judah, he no longer gave himself excuse.
当犹大不再为自己找借口的时候。
He found he recognized his own transgression.
他认识到自己的罪。
He recognized that he was unrighteous and what he did was shameful.
他认识到他自己是不义的，他所做的是何等的羞耻。
And then he opened the way for the Lord to work in him to restore him and to transform him.
所以他就敞开了一个门，让神可以在他的里边工作，把他重新恢复到神的心意上。
So this is really amazing.
我们发现这是何等的奇妙。
That's, That just when we felt it is hopeless, that God turned the whole situation and then towards glory.
当我们觉得这些都一切在无毫无指望当中的时候，神把这一切转化成一个荣耀的目的。
So this is the discipline that all of us are receiving.
这是我们每位弟兄姐妹们都在神面前所接受的训练。
In Hebrews chapter 12, and I'll read the verse 11. It says, all discipline for the moment seem not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
希伯来书的第12章11节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那些经过试炼的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So you find this interesting because at the beginning Judah probably felt like he justified what he did, right?
一开始的时候，犹大为他自己的所做找借口。
He probably felt it's no big deal, we sold our brother to a Ishmaelite, and then he may told his father this. He said, you only lost one out of 12 sons.What's the big deal?
所以他开始说这不是什么大事，我们把我们的弟兄兄弟卖给了以实玛利人，你只是失去了从十二个儿子中间的一个。
But then in his life he lost two out of his three sons.
但在他自己的生命当中，他失去了他三个儿子当中的两个。
I think he gradually learned in all these sorrows and pain, and then he learnedWhat is the heart of a father?
所以我相信在这些所有的忧伤和痛苦当中，他学习了，他知道了父的心。
He gradually understands his father Jacob's feeling.
他也慢慢地开始理解到他父亲雅各的经历。
To a father, every single loss of a child is a deep grief.
对于父亲来说，每一个失去的儿子在他里边都是一个何等大的忧伤。
Brothers and sisters, I think we are often like Judah. We, and then all the people in this world are like him.
我弟兄姐妹，我们相信我们包括这世界上所有人，可能都像犹大一样。
We may never commit any terrible crime as what Judah did.
也许我们没有像犹大所犯的这样大的一个罪。
But we always felt our idea is good. You know, what we do is right in our own eyes.
但是我们都觉得我们自己的想法很好，我们所做的都是好的。
If we did something wrong, we just try to find an excuse to justify it.
如果我们做了什么错事，我们就找到借口来试图来帮助我们说这是对的。
Yeah, this is what Paul described as the mind of flesh.
这就是保罗所说的这个肉体的心思。
Yeah, 体贴肉体。Yeah.
体贴肉体。
And then, but so what the Lord did is through all these disciplines, He is turning us to be mindful of the Spirit, to be mindful of what the Father thinks.
在所有的这些训练当中，神要把我们从体贴肉体变成体贴圣灵，体贴神的心意。
So we can see this is even though it seems like He only confessed a little sin, but it really is an important turning point in Judah's life.
我们在这里边可能看见，虽然犹大好像是只是承认了一个小的罪，但是在他的人生当中却是一个非常重要的转折点。
It opens the way for the Lord to work in his life.
他打开了神在他的生命当中可以工作的那个门。
All of us need that. We need to come to the Lord.
我们都需要这样，我们都需要来到神的面前。
To not to keep against the goats.
不要继续踢刺。
But let the Lord speak to our hearts and let His light shine in our heart.
让主对我们的心说话，让他在我们里边光照。
And then we find this is therefore, we truly all of us have a great hope.
所以从这样，从我们看他的经历，我们每个人都是有希望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
基督在我们里边成了有荣耀的盼望。
The verse that we just read, there's one word we need to pay attention to.
当我们刚才所读到这些经文当中，有一个词我们需要特别注意。
It's the word trained.
就是我们经过训练的人。
Yeah. So God used 22 years to discipline Judah, to train him.
神用了22年的时间在犹大的身上进行训练。
To train him to know what is righteousness of God.
让他知道什么是神的义。
And you find at the end, towards the end of his life, he was able to truly to bear, to yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
所以在他的人生的晚年的时候，我们就可以看见他是结出平安的果子。
就是义。
就是义。
So this is what the Lord wants to see in our life as well.
这也是神要在我们人生当中所看见的结果。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
do you think we are qualified?
我们认为我们自己合格吗?
Do you feel like you have a family members who are very stubborn? Well, actually, sometimes it's just me, right? I'm the person that's very stubborn. It's very difficult to be worked with.
有的时候我们觉得我们是家里边的其他人，他们非常的固执，有时候其实是我们自己非常的难办。
But God can turn our life just like what he did in Judah's life.
神可以转变我们的人生，就像他转变犹大一样。
He can transform us into praise.
他可以把我们转变成得赞美的。
Yeah. So that's thank the Lord. He has the name, Judah has the name of praise, and truly God turned his life into a praise.
犹大他的名字本身的意思是赞美。神的确是把他的生命转变成可赞美。
So don't give up.
所以我们不需要放弃。
And don't give up your family members or your relatives.
也不需要放弃我们的家人和亲友。
There's nothing too difficult with our God.
对于神来讲没有难成的事。
If we turn to him, he can transform us.
如果我们转向他，他就可以改变我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有些祷告。
Father, we worship you.
主啊，我们，父啊，我们赞美你。
That truly you are great, your merciful is great, your wisdom is great.
你实在是伟大，你的怜悯，你的智慧都是何等的伟大。
We do not know why you choose us.
我们不知道你为什么拣选了我们。
But you have chosen us, and we know that your calling is irrevocable.
我们感谢你，你拣选了我们，我们也知道你的恩召是没有后悔的。
We praise you and we trust you continue to work in us.
我们赞美你，你继续在我们身上工作。
Until we are fully transformed into the image of the Son of God.
直到我们完全的改变成神儿子的模样。
Help us that the character of the Holy King may be made in us.
帮助我们使这个荣耀的王的性格做工在我们里边。
Lord, that your name may be glorified, and when you come, we shall reign with you.
你的名得着称赞，当你来的时候，我们和你一同掌权。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We have some brief announcement.
我们有一些简短的报告。
I think for the meetings, all the Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday meetings, and including Sunday school and children ministry will remain the same.
我们所有的这些聚会，包括周二、周五和周六和主日的儿童的聚会都照常。
So please, if you have any questions, check out the website.
如果我们有任何问题的话，可以到我们会所的网站上去查详细的情况。
Regarding the prayer requests, First thing is the basic truth group will start a new session this coming Friday, July 8th.
在7月8号基要真理主要开始新的一期读经。
And this will be an online meeting.
这目前还是只是在线上的聚会。
Yeah, so please if you new believer, we invite you to join this.
如果弟兄姐妹们是新的出现的弟兄姐妹或者是没有参加过基要真理的邀请大家可以参加。
Next, the Saturday Gospel meeting will have a service meeting from, this Saturday from 7:30 PM to 9:30 PM.
周六福音聚会的弟兄姐妹们会在这个周六星期晚上七点有一次服事聚会。
If you have the burden for gospel, you're welcome to join.
我们邀请欢迎所有有对福音有负担的弟兄姐妹们可以一起来参加。
And again, this is online only, and there's a Zoom link. The information is available on the website.
聚会都是在线上的，我们的链接可以在会所的网站上找到。
Next, with that, we have a praise. Thank the Lord, Sister Lily Penn married the brother Elliot Seba in the Lord on April 30th this year.
我们有一个赞美感谢我们的彭丽丽姊妹和Elliot Seba 弟兄在4月30号结为夫妻。
It's a late congratulation to them.
我们这是在这里边送上一个迟到的祝贺。
May the Lord bless this new couple and keep them to love one another and to serve the Lord together.
愿神祝福这对新人，让他们彼此相爱，能够在主里边一同有美好的服事。
Sister Grace Christensen has rested in the Lord on June 19th.
6月19号，我们亲爱的年长姊妹 Grace Christensen 已经安息主怀。
Yeah, please remember her family in your prayer.
我们请弟兄姐妹们祷告纪念他的家人。
And, yeah, so, and, please continue to pray for Sunday messages each week.
我们请弟兄姐妹们尽力为着主日，每个主日所释放的信息祷告。
And then we also ask brothers and sisters, pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to look upon the Lord and fix our eyes on Him.
我们也请弟兄姐妹们祷告，愿圣灵帮助我们把目光的焦距定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
我们先求他的国，他的义。
Oh, sorry. Yeah, next Sunday, Brother Sam will speak. Sorry, I missed it.
下一个主日是孙弟兄释放信息。
And Brother Ben will translate.
孙家荣弟兄翻译。
Yeah, please remember our brothers in your prayer.
请弟兄姐妹们在祷告中纪念弟兄们的服事。
Sorry, again, if there's, yeah, we'd like to introduce any newcomers today. If you're here the first time, could you please stand up and introduce yourself?
我们要欢迎一下，介绍一下第一次来到我们中间参加实体聚会的弟兄姐妹们。如果是第一次来的，请站起来做个简单的自我介绍。
Anyone else?
还有吗?
Okay. Thank the Lord for gathering us this morning. May the Lord bless all of you.
感谢主，今天早晨我们能够聚集在他面前，愿主祝福弟兄姐妹们。
Yeah, this concludes our meeting.
我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。